Hey everybody, I'm super excited to be recording the 64th episode of the All Things Fishing podcast this week. And this week we will be talking about beach fishing. So specifically all the tackle you need for under $50 is kind of the what I've written down here. So I'm just going to go ahead. I don't really have a lure of the week for this week because it's been really cold in my area over the past week. I've not gotten to fish at all. Yeah, so I do, like I said, do not have a lure of the week, so I'm just going to get right into the episode. Yeah, so this is going to be all of, like, the basic gear you need, making, like, a few assumptions. So I'm going to assume you guys have something to put your gear in, to put your, like, terminal tackle in, stuff like that. I'm assuming you already have something like that, whether it's, like, a Ziploc bag or just a Tupperware bin, something like that you can store it all in and bring it to the beach in. And I'm assuming you also already have a fishing rod, because that alone would put us over the $50 range. Yeah, so assuming those things, I have about, I think, 8 or 9 things written down here. I'm going to get right into it. So one of the most important things, really, for comfort while you're beach fishing is a chair. Because unless you're surf fishing, standing while you're just like, standing while your rod is in a rod holder on the beach is kind of unnecessary. You can just be sitting down waiting for a fish to bite. So a chair is a really nice thing just to have. It doesn't need to be a fancy like Tommy Bahama beach chair, but it just like a regular folding Walmart chair will be very, very helpful for any time you're beach fishing. So that's going to be like just a cheap one from Walmart would be about $15. That's $15 probably well spent. Next up I have, for $5, you're going to want to get 5, specifically wire, double bottom rigs. You can find them on Amazon. I've gotten some from Amazon before and they've been mislabeled and they haven't actually been wire. And I've had to return them, but, it's best if you get them from small tackle shops or in person at, like, Dick's Sporting Goods or Walmart. It's best if you get them in person at places like that. And they're going to be about $1 each for wire ones, and then a bit cheaper for not for, like, monofilament ones. But the wires is what you want. But the wire rigs are what you're going to want to get, because I have lost so many fish just having, like, even if I have a short wire leader, you really need the whole rig that you're using to be wire, because if any part of, the, like, a skate or a shark touches the line, like, just your main line, it will basically break instantly or significantly reduce the strength of it. Yeah, so wire rigs are important. You can also find it, like, under, like, wire leaders, but wire rigs is really what they're called. So that'll be about $5 for 5 of them. Yeah, so next up, I have 2 packs of strong bait holder hooks. And you can just base the size of hooks, so, like, 1/0 through 8/0, basically. Just base the size on the type of fish and the size of fish that you're catching. But they need to be strong too, because you really don't know what you're going to catch. Like, you could be going for a spot just like to catch some bait, and then you could end up with a shark or even just like a skate on your line. So they need to be strong, you need to be pretty sure that they're not going to bend out, and then you'd be a pretty thick gauge wire just to give it that extra strength. Yeah, so that'll be about also probably $6, in that $6 range. And these are not exact prices, since, like, you probably can tell I've not been, like, listing specific brands. But these are just general prices you can find these things for at most stores. So next up is going to be an equally important thing to hooks and rigs. It's something to cast. This is something that'll get your bait out there as far as possible, and that is going to be pyramid sinkers. Generally, when I'm, like, beach fishing on the bay, like on the Chesapeake Bay, the waves are small enough that I can just use 2-ounce sinkers, and I can get it out there plenty far, and it'll keep it on the bottom no problem. But I always have 2, 3, 4, and 5 ounce sinkers in my tackle box, just so I can be ready if the waves ever get like really big. But on the ocean, it's completely different. You need at least 4 ounce sinkers, maybe even up to 6 ounce. But yeah, and I have all of those. I always bring them with me. But really, just for beach fishing, what you need is 5 2 ounce sinkers, and that will get you started. And you can get more if you need them. But yeah, so 5 2 ounce sinkers, they're about $1 each at most tackle shops, like 50 cents an ounce. So for 2 ounces, it's gonna be $10 or that's gonna be $5 for 5 of them. Next up is something that's not as important, but if you want you're gonna need something to cut bait with if you're planning on catching like spots or green sunfish, stuff like that. If you're planning on catching those and cutting them up for bait, you're gonna need a bait knife. Just a really cheap, inexpensive one is all you really need. And that will be about $5 as well. However, at Walmart, you can find some in just like the big buckets. That'll be really low quality, but they'll absolutely work for a short period of time. But you can find those for like $2 if you're trying to keep it under, like if you're trying to buy the least expensive things as possible, you can definitely go with those. All right, next up is something that's very important if you don't want to be holding your rod the entire day, because you obviously cannot put your rod in the sand. If you don't know this, whenever you're beach fishing, do not ever put your rod in the sand. I've had fish. I mean, I used to have much shorter rod holders that I put in the sand, and I've had fish pull the rod holders out of the sand with my rod in them, and the rod's just been like the reel has been buried in the sand. While the fish was dragging it along the beach before I got to it, and I had to take apart the entire reel. I had to clean it all, get every little grain of sand out before it was actually working, as well as it was before that happened. So just make sure your reel stays out of the sand. Your rod isn't as big of a problem because your rod doesn't have gears and stuff moving around. But just in general, keep your rod and your reel out of the sand. So to do that, to do that without having to hold your rod all day, you're gonna need things that are called sand spikes, or really beach rod holders, but sand spikes is what they're more well known as. And you can there's a couple ways you can go with them. You can go with like the Bass Pro Shops brand. So I think it's Offshore Angler. You can go with those, and they're probably the best ones you can get. And they're PVC. So there's some really nice ones you can get that are aluminum. I don't really know why you'd spend that much money on a rod holder, but the cheapest option you can go with is buying, because you're gonna need three of them at least, but I usually bring four. Is just to buy like a 6 foot section of PVC, of specifically 1.5 inch PVC pipe. I buy that and I cut it up into the right sizes, and I just stick them in the sand and they work fine. However, I do want to upgrade to Offshore Angler, like the Bass Pro Shops brand, sand spikes, because they're just nicer, they stick in the sand better, and they're longer. So eventually I will be doing that. But you guys, if you're just trying to get rod holders that work and are long just long enough that you can use them for a while, then you're gonna want like at least 4 feet. Probably more, so four. So really, you're gonna want 8 feet of PVC pipe, so each of your rod holders can be 2 feet. You're gonna want to be at least 1.5 inch, but you might need 1 3/4 or 2 inches if you have a really thick rod handle. Rod holders are very important. They're very useful, and absolutely worth the $10 that it would be to get these. And next up is just a kind of a not necessary, but if you're doing other things while you're fishing, like if you're swimming and you just have a rod out, hoping you're hopeful that you're gonna catch a fish, then rod bells are important. Their rod bells are basically just a little thing you can clip onto the top of your rod when they're in your sand spikes or your rod holders. It's just a little thing you can clip onto the top of your rod. And it will when a fish bites, that rod will move a little bit, and it'll make that bell ring. which is obviously what the bell's for. This does not work. The bells are not big and loud enough that they work on the ocean when there's usually a lot of wind. But on like just the Chesapeake Bay or really any like saltwater inlet, they're going to be very useful. And whenever I'm fishing, most of the times that I'm fishing, that I'm beach fishing, I use them. So 4 rod bells is what you're going to need, because I've dropped them in the sand before. Even if you're just using 2 rods, you can lose easily 2 or 3 in a day. If you're not careful, like I've lost that many in a day before. It's because they're usually a golden color, and they blend right in with the sand. And it's really sad that when you lose them, because it's just like such an it's just $2 that you just lost basically. But yeah, so 4 of them is what you're gonna want to buy. That's gonna be $8, because they're usually around $2 at most stores. Yeah. So that is all I have for things you need to go beach fishing. Not including stuff to carry your tackle in or a rod, which is obviously the most important part. Not including that stuff, this is all the necessities I have for beach fishing. And that is going to be just under $50. Again, I didn't put down any specific brands because I didn't have the time to do that. And there's plenty of brands you can go with. But so these are just the general prices for all of those things. And that's going to be just under $50 altogether. And then next, I have a few things that I generally use, but are not necessary for just fishing from the beach. So one of the things I have is, or I really only have 2 things put down here. One of them is 2 packs of artificial bloodworms. Really, you could go for 1 pack, but they're like $9 each, $10 each for a pack that's only gonna last you. Maybe if you're lucky, it'll last you like. If you're using nothing but them, it might last you 3 or 4 trips. So they are relatively expensive for just a pack of like fake bait, basically. But they're worth having in your tackle box if you want to spend the money. Because if you ever forget your bait, like I've talked about before on the show, if you ever forget your bait, you can just grab that out of your tackle box and it lasts forever. It doesn't go bad because it's not like you're trying to eat it. It's just a fish. So those are great things to have in your tackle box, but they're not necessary at all. And next up is something that probably only know like one person who has this, but it is a beach fishing cart. And the best offshore angler, so the Bass Pro Shops, just generic brand, makes one. It's very tiny. It's about $185. So pretty expensive there. It's just a big hunk of metal basically with wheels that will last forever. But then the real ones, the real expensive fancy ones, from I believe it is, I forget what the brand is, but Angler's Fishing Mate is I think what the brand is called. And it's just the jumbo cart, I think is what the brand calls it. But it is just this giant cart you can carry all of your beach fishing stuff in. It's got like 8 rod holders on it, so you can take all your stuff to the beach as giant wheels, which is a very helpful thing because they don't sink into the sand like some wheels do. And it's $350. So I will probably not be getting this for a long time, or at least until I start beach fishing more. But that is one thing you can get if you're really into beach fishing and you would use it like every day, or like at least twice a week, that I would probably be worth it for me if I were in that position. But yeah, so that's just, that is my little list of optional things. I'm sure there's more things you can get that just to spend money on. But that's all the things I have for necessary beach fishing things. Yeah, hopefully if you guys are just getting into beach fishing and you want to know some of the gear you need just to get started, hopefully that helped you. I'll see you guys next week.